not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. It is so joyful to be here with you. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, and I love to help you live this experience that we call life together and have something positive in your life. You want some news? I'm going to give you the news. You are living life. You have the opportunity to be the best you can possibly be in every area of your life. Newsflash, it's up to you. Hey, for those of you out there that ever spent any time in church, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ himself pointed his finger right in people's face and said, "Be it unto you according to your faith." You are in control. You are in control of way more things in your life than you realize. Not every circumstance, but you get to control your feelings. Nobody can make you feel bad. They can't. They can say something bad, but it doesn't have to make you feel bad. You get to control your attitude. Nobody can give you a bad attitude. You have to choose to have a bad attitude. You get to choose your actions. Don't be a reactor. Be a responder. Be a responder. Respond to things in a positive, a strong, a confident, mature way when things happen. If you're out there driving right now and somebody cuts you off, there's a good test of your willpower. We're all tempted to say or do something that we wouldn't normally do when anger comes up. But there's a way to be angry and still have a right response when we're angry. Doesn't mean we're going to do it every time, but we're on this journey we call life together, and we'll just get a little bit better every day. And I'm growing right along with you. That's why this is an experience that we're living in life. But you're the top news story of the day. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday and they said, "John, you're so different than all those other shows. You don't spend a lot of time on all the news stories." And I said, "You know, why don't you think about this?" I said, "You're going to hear from about 9 different sources. Every radio, every news break, every internet, every television show, they're going to talk about the same news story over and over and over and over and over again. And do you know that 99% of the news that you hear, it has nothing to do with you? It has nothing to do with your life? You need to focus on you and your family and your circle of influence so that you can make the world the best place you possibly can. Imagine this for a moment. What if everybody just stopped watching the news, listening to the news, and just focused on living their own life the best they possibly could for 1 year? And then we turn the news back on. Let's say we turned all the news off. And then a year later, after everybody just focused on, let's make my home the best it can be. Let's make my community the best it can be. Let's make my state the best it can be. Let's make my nation the best it can be. You know what? We might actually have some good news showing up. And what if everyone in the world did that? Well, you know how you change the world? Your world is the place that you live in. That's your world. How do you change the world? By changing yourself. Changing the circle that you walk in every day. A changing world begins in your home and in your life, and then in your community, and then in your county, and then in your state, and then in your nation, and then in your world. That's how we can change the world, by changing ourselves. Hey, remember the Michael Jackson song, "Man in the Mirror"? Hey, I might play that for you a little bit later in the show. But he said, "Hey, I'm going to start with the man in the mirror. The man in the mirror. I'm going to start with that guy. And you know, that's what I did almost two decades ago when my life was, ouch. That's right. I was in a deep, dark place of pain. And I truly was 1 centimeter, a fraction of an inch away from hopelessness. I had a thread of hope. And I did 10 technologies, 10 steps, and I transformed my life from the inside out. I transformed the way I think, the way I live, and I transformed cellularly from the inside out. My mitochondria inside my cells got healthy, and it changed everything in my life. And I lost my arthritis, and I lost my man boobs. Yep, man, that kind of hurts to say that. But yep, I really had them there, brothers. Ouch. I wish it would have been Victoria's Secret that John Jubilee had man boobs, but you know, I could have been wearing one of those bras from there. But I lost my man boobs. I lost my truck tire as a side effect of getting healthy at a cellular level from the inside out. No more arthritis. No more sleeping problems, no more low energy. My energy went through the roof. I mean, I had an experience. And I started sharing that experience with people. For 10 years, I stayed in banking, and I helped people for 10 years, 20,000 hours, 20,000 hours of research and working with real people with real transformation in real life every single day. And I saw thousands of life change, and I did that until about 7 years ago, one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, sat me down knee to knee, toe to toe in his office in Franklin, Tennessee, and said, John Jubilee, you are going to change the world. You have to go full time in health and wellness. I said, you got to be kidding me, Mr. Here's Mr. Monetize It telling me that. I was like, Dave Ramsey, you want me to leave a 21-year career? You, Mr. Conservative, Mr. Make Logical Decisions? He said, yes, John, you will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. You have to go do this. And when Dave Ramsey sits you down and talks to you strong like that and pointing his finger at me, and then he pulled his Trump card and said, John, I'm going to give you my staff department heads for you to sit down, for you to meet with, for you to build your business plan so you can go and do this. Now, that was a generous gift from Dave Ramsey to John Jubilee. And I received that gift and I took it on and I stepped out in faith to come and help you be the best you can be, for you to have the same experience that I have had. I haven't been sick in 18 years. I feel better than I did 25 years ago. And oh, by the way, I look better. Yep, I sure do. And so does my beautiful wife, who used to be 191 pounds non-pregnant, but you won't be seeing her before pictures on the internet anywhere. I can't find those things anywhere, and I'm sure you're not going to either. But when we come back, I'm going to give you a little clue on a wedding, something you may not know about having cold feet or cold hands. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. Finding your joy. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. Hey, man, this is your day. This is our day. We're living this experience we call life, and we want to live it to the full in every area. Top news story of the day is newsflash. You are in control of many things in your life. Not everything, not all your circumstances, but the top news of the day is you are in control of your attitude, of your actions, of your feelings, of your choices in life, of how you choose to look at your life. It's the old thing of, hey, am I looking at that glass half full or half empty? You can make a choice to change on a dime and choose to start seeing things in a different way. And I've got a caller right now, And he made a choice to start seeing things in a different way and to take a courageous choice to take a step and to transform and get healthy from the inside out at a cellular level. This is a superstar transformer, Mark. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Hey, good morning, John. This is Mark. I'm one of your former beloved skeptics.
All right. I love that.
I've been a health and fitness enthusiast all my life. Just turned 58, and the last two or three years got kind of lazy and realized it wasn't as easy to get back in shape. I'd listened to your radio show several times, and I thought, yeah, here's another huckster. And I kept listening. I thought, this can't be real. And then Michael Del Giorno took the plunge, and I saw Michael as a real straight shooter and kind of kept up with him. So I indeed took the plunge. I'll tell you that my first evaluation, I lost 23.2 pounds of fat, gained of almost 5 pounds of muscle, 8.5 pounds of healthy hydration, and unbelievable, actually. And
wow.
As a side note, John, this February, I was confirmed as a double knee replacement candidate by the Southern Joint Replacement Institute in St. Thomas Hospital in Nashville. And at this point, and I was making plans for knee replacement, double knee replacement in December of this year, and those plans are gone. These knees feel awesome.
Oh, my word. Wow, Mark, that gives me chill bumps, man. So tell me, what was it for you that gave you that final push where you decided to jump off and give it a try?
Again, I think it goes back to belief. And I was a real big skeptic because there's so many jokers out here in this industry. And I see people, you know, I think it's the old-fashioned way, you know, I think you need to eat right and exercise. But even at that point, at some point in your life, as you get older and your metabolism slows down, it becomes more difficult. I didn't have an answer. My old tried and true of hitting it hard as you could in the gym and trying to eat clean and just wasn't getting the results. And then, again, when I heard Michael Del Giorno and the results he was having, I said, listen, I've got to give this a shot. So I'm really glad I did and look forward to my next evaluation.
Man, so did you believe when you started that you could possibly have that kind of a result in 4 weeks?
No way. No way. No, I jumped up there and Eric Niles was there to make my assessment. And he said, 23.2 pounds of fat loss. Whoa. Yeah, that was unbelievable.
Wow. And what about your energy level, Mark? What's your energy level like?
Well, I'll put it this way. I would come home at lunch many times during the week and have lunch and want to sit down in my chair and have a cat nap of 10 to 15 minutes. And I started my launch on May 12th. And since that first week, there's been no cat naps. And I'm up every morning. My alarm goes off at 4 a.m. And I'm in the gym at 5 each morning. And energy levels are off the chart.
Wow. Well, Mark, you really are like my favorite kind of transformer because, you know, it's, and when I say that, I'm most passionate to help, you know, guys like you that it's like you're already doing the hardest part. You're getting up, you're showing up, you're trying to do something, but it's just like doing the wrong thing. And, you know, what's it feel like for you of, you know, now don't give out any of my intellectual property here, but what's it feel like when you know that, hey, when I do this combination, man, this really works?
You know, it's really hard to believe that the secrets are as simple as they are. I have to applaud you, dude. You've unlocked the secrets, and more people. I think all those Colts fans up there are probably going to jump on board. I've looked in the stands during ball games. There's a lot of fat Colts fans up there. I believe they'll embrace it.
Well, as you probably know, there's a lot of overweight football fans in every city in America.
Amen. Amen, brother. You're right. I'm just taking a shot at Indy this morning.
Well, I'm sure some of them might fire back, so watch out now. Well, Well, Mark, I want to encourage you something that'll really be fun, you know, fun for you that, you know, you're just 4 weeks in and to gain that lean, healthy muscle, you know, that's going to be burning fat the rest of your life. But, you know, something else that's really cool is it actually gets a little bit easier, you know, the next 4 weeks and then easier the next 4 weeks. But, you know, for guys especially that have been involved in, you know, sports and being active in the past, you know, your strength is, it, I really want to make sure you call me, man, in your next 4 weeks and then your next 4 weeks, because you're not going to believe what's going to happen in your strength.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. And actually I was when I was talking with Eric at my evaluation, I said, does John ever come into this office? I said, before I'm through with this thing, I'd really like to meet him. And he said, yeah, he's pretty busy up in Indianapolis right now getting things rolling. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to those next coming weeks and the results, and look forward to meeting you.
Well, I would definitely look forward to meeting you. And I definitely am going to have, I'll have several events, you know, there. I'll have several events that you'll be invited to come, you know, just so I can, because I love to meet my Transformers face to face, and shake your hand and hug your neck and, you know, congratulate you. So I'll definitely, you know, be up there. I was actually up there this last weekend. Mark, I'll tell you a quick story that happened. We were having a national, strategizing session and literally we had three different people come in on Saturday just to come in and tell their, you know, unbelievable result. They were so excited. They were like, I don't know if they're open on Saturday, but I'm stopping in there to come. And it was so cool for me because, you know, of course they didn't know I was going to be there and I got to come out and talk to them.
That's great.
But we had this gal that her husband came in and he literally was in tears, man. He's cured of diabetes.
Wow.
And he said, man, I just had to stop in and tell you guys. He said, I got four doctors, man. They all said you're cured. And he came off of 16 years of a CPAP machine, you know, because he couldn't sleep, you know, at night without one of those machines. But man, when I'm up there, I'm just telling you that because I love it when people come to me and share their real story. But you know what's going to be cool for you? You're really building a house. You're not just losing weight this time. You know, do you feel that difference when you're gaining muscle and gaining hydration and losing fat? It's different than weight loss, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sure is. Yeah. I could tell this morning. I got off my cardiovascular exercise and got over on the dumbbell bench. And I went, wow, those 60s jumped up there really quick.
Oh, my word. You're working out with 60-pound dumbbells already?
Sure.
All right, man. Well, make sure that you double-check on, I do give, and by the way, for the folks that are listening, you know, I teach a method of if you want to use weights, you can use weights. If you want to just use your body weight, for the people in Indianapolis here, you're listening to Jonathan Bird's transformation going on here. And Jonathan Bird has lost 71 pounds of fat in about 55 days and no weightlifting. He's using only his own body weight. So I just want to clarify for people that you are a weight and you have that with you all the time, but your body gets really strong, and you're hearing Mark, 60-pound dumbbells. That's a heavy dumbbell to be thrown around. And but Mark, make sure to double check on the website. I teach some advanced strategies. Once you start getting those weights up to a certain level, you know, you don't want to use the dumbbells anymore, you know, because they're too dangerous just to pick them up, you know, once they get about over 70 pounds. So, you know, we always want to stay safe, keep you safe there. Well, Mark, what would you say to other men that are just like you were about them doing a transformation?
Well, I would say believe it and jump on board. You'll never regret it. It'll be the best thing you've ever done. And then actually, I've taken the health part for granted. My whole matter was really about fitness and fat loss, but the most important part really is are the health benefits.
Absolutely. But it is a great side effect, right? To lose all that fat and gain that muscle.
You bet. You bet.
Well, thank you so much, Mark, for your call today. And I do look forward to meeting you in person, brother. Have a great one.
We'll do. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Simple, scientific, sustainable. It's real people living real life, having real transformation. Fat loss is what we teach, not weight loss. Weight loss is a myth. You should be a beautiful, beloved skeptic like Mark was, but he's not a skeptic anymore. When we come back, I'm going to talk about if you have cold feet for your wedding, it may not be psychological. It may be physical. How come you have cold feet? When we come back, I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. More than just information, this is transformation. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Hey there, all you rock stars in life, and you are a rock star in life. You are the star of the show. You are the top news story of the day. And newsflash is you are in control of a whole lot of things in your life. Not everything, but a lot of things. You can control your emotions. You can control your attitudes. You can control your actions. You're in control of all those things. Nobody can give you a bad day. They cannot. You can choose to have a great day no matter what anybody else does. You have the control to say, you know what? I'm just going to intentionally forget that. That's right. You can intentionally forget something. And that way you can just keep rolling with your day and have an awesome and amazing day no matter what comes your way. I'm just going to remind you of this. I'm hopefully day after day after day, is you can say this Johnism. I specifically remember I forgot that. You know, I've had people come up to me and say, man, you were so nice to that guy. Don't you remember what he did to you? And I say, you know what? I specifically remember I forgot that. It's a great way to live. Forget the negative things that happened to you. Learn the lesson, forget the details. Learn the lesson, forget the details in life to be the best you can be. Well, man, I've got a special surprise. I'm still going to talk to you about cold feet on the next segment, but man, I just had some superstars call in. This is a power couple that they decided to take a transformation. It's a mom, it's a dad. They have four kids, and they live a busy, busy, busy life, but they took the Transformation Challenge 88 days ago, and this is Jeff and Dana. Hey, thank you guys so much for calling me this morning.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Now, you guys are definitely, you're definitely the ones that go with that theme song.
Well, I've got my arms up if you can see them.
All right.
Up. Steps.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, hey, if you would introduce yourself and share your story from the beginning, please.
Okay. My name is Dana Eddy. I'm from Carthage, Tennessee. We were very overweight and wanted to lose it. And I nagged my husband, which didn't work. And so he finally heard you on the radio and heard Michael DelGiorno on the radio and decided to come home and tell me that we just needed to go down there and sign up. So we did. And that was about the best decision we've made in a long time.
And what was that process like for you of making that decision?
Well, it was kind of nerve-wracking at first. We were really unsure. I thought that it was crazy. I almost thought it was impossible to do in 12 weeks. But we did it. It was hard getting out of bed, but he made me, so 7 weeks later, we're still going at it. We actually just got through with our cardio this morning and are sitting outside enjoying the weather and a whole lot skinnier. So we have thoroughly enjoyed it. It's given us more time in the mornings with ourselves than we've had in a long time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And if you would tell me about your results and how you guys feel.
Well, actually, my total inches lost for the whole 88 days was 29.
Oh my word. 29 inches?
I have lost 44.7 pounds of fat.
Wow.
And I was a size 12 when I started, and I'm now a size 6.
Wow. Wow.
And I have more energy than I have ever had. I'm like the guy that talked to you earlier. I wanted to take a nap during the day with my kids when they took one, but now I'm not.
Wow. Wow. What does that feel like to not be walking around with about 5 bowling balls in your body?
Well, it feels pretty good. I don't feel like I look like a whale anymore. It feels pretty good.
Wow. And 29 inches. And listen, I have to ask you, what did it do with losing that many inches? Now, all the ladies out there are thinking, oh my word, 29 inches, that's more than 2 feet. That woman has got to have sagging skin.
I don't. Surprisingly enough, I don't. I was kind of shocked at that myself. But I am a testimony that you can be married for 14 years, have 4 babies, be 161 pounds, and in 88 days be 129.
Wow. Wow. I am thrilled for you. And how about your husband there? What are you thinking of that guy? What's he looking like?
Oh, I think he looks pretty good myself. I'm enjoying it. I told him he just needs to keep on lifting those weights.
Yeah, because he didn't just lose weight, right? He gained some muscle.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually found a picture. We was looking through pictures the other day to show you, and it was pretty funny what we found.
Wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask you a favor. Would you email me a before and after picture? Email me a before
yes,
and
I
after
will.
Picture.
We actually found one that we will definitely do that with. So
well, thank you. And would you be willing to let me share that on the johnjubilee.com to inspire some other people to have the experience?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, does your husband want to share anything there?
Hey, John, sure.
All right.
I'll go ahead and give you my results. Of course, I didn't lose near as many inches as she did. I lost 15. But I wasn't just terribly disappointed with that. Most of that was around my gut.
Golly gee, that's terrible. You only lost 15 inches and most of it around your gut.
Well, this has kind of turned into a contest. She's jealous because I actually lost 68 pounds of fat. So
wow.
She had to hold something over my head, and that's what she held over my head was her inches lost. I had the 68 pounds of fat, so I was pretty thrilled to get rid of that, and still gained. You know, I gained 24 pounds or 25 pounds of muscle and water. So
wow. You know,
I got down into the 180s before we came and to our last evaluation. I hadn't been there since we got married.
Wow.
So my mother told me we look like teenagers again. So I guess that's a good thing. We don't start acting like them.
Now, wait a minute. Your mom told you that?
My mother told me that. She did. And we actually, you helped us get her signed up. And so she actually is signed up and she's doing it now. Matter of fact, we've just had a lot of people sign up just based on the results of how quickly the weight dropped off and the fact that we didn't look like we were sick and sagging. The only people that think we look sick are the people who are still fat and jealous.
Yes, yes. Well said. There's always going to be some haters out there in the world, but you just got to keep smiling at them.
That's right. I was pretty amazed too that I think technically my arms have gotten a little smaller, but they're muscle now instead of fat.
Oh, you know,
but I guess that's a good trade-off.
That's a great trade-off. And what's your energy level like?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Whereas before, if I didn't get in bed as early as I should, number one, I couldn't get up. When I did, I was tired all day. You know, even if I don't get quite as much sleep as I really ought to get, I still have plenty of energy. It's amazing what happens when you drop 68 pounds that you're not toting around all the time.
Now, Jeff, everyone's wondering for you, man, 68 pounds of fat, man. That's like 7 bowling balls. Now, tell me about your skin.
Oh, it's great. I mean, it just shrinks right in there. As the fat leaves, the skin goes down. You wouldn't think it would work that way, but it does. So, I don't have any complaints. We don't have anything sagging. Don't look like we've starved ourselves or anything. And we don't starve ourselves. I actually I've enjoyed eating this way a lot more than I enjoyed eating the other way. I felt guilty every time I ate something and actually got full.
Yep.
And you don't feel guilty about eating anymore.
That's right. And you're eating real food, right? Real food.
Real food, absolutely. Real food.
All right. Well, listen, yeah. I got to ask your wife a quick question, because so Dana, when you came in to say thanks and I got to see you and your beautiful kids, tell all our listeners what you brought me as a thank you.
We made you a plate with my children's picture on it. And we also filled it full of peanut butter fudge, strawberry pizza, and a hot fudge cake. And the plate had a verse of scripture on it that my husband felt like just went right along with what you were doing. It is 3 John 1:2.
Awesome, awesome. Well, and friends, I want to encourage you. They brought that because they know I teach build the house and then live in the house and maintain it. And when you're maintaining it, you can eat all that stuff. Well, man, I love you guys. Thank you so much for calling today and being such an inspiration. I can't wait to see those pictures.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great one. Well, friends, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about those cold feet. And you can log on to johnjubilee.com later today to see those pictures of that couple. Stay with me through the break.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority. Hey, I've been around for almost 2 decades helping people get healthy at a cellular level. And if you're tuning in for the first time, guess what? I did it for free for 10 years. For 10 years, I helped thousands of people get healthy at a cellular level until about 7 years ago, one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, sat me down knee to knee, toe to toe in his office and said, John Jubilee, you're going to change the world. I said, Dave Ramsey, are you kidding me? You want me to leave a 21-year career? He said, yes, because you will be to health and wellness when I am to finance. You got to go do this thing. And Dave Ramsey gave me his staff for free, gave me his staff department heads to meet with to build my business plan for free. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dave Ramsey. Because of that, I'm here today and I am helping thousands of people transform and get healthy at a cellular level, share an experience that I have lived that is simple, it's scientific, it's sustainable, and man, it is the way to live the most powerful life that you can possibly live. And one of the things that we need to live powerfully in life is in the area of our finances.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee Financial Fitness Minute.
Good morning, my friend, Mighty Kyle. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Excellent. What do you got for us today?
Here's what we have today. John, we're asked the question quite often, you know, how do we start or how much should we start putting aside if we're going to save for our children, our family, our own retirement, et cetera? And the thing that I will tell you is this, you know, obviously larger amounts are better. However, the most important thing is starting somewhere and then having the self-discipline to maintain that particular savings plan or that particular savings program. It doesn't matter if it's 25 or 50 bucks a month. The sooner you start and the sooner you develop that habit and that discipline, the better off our clients, our children, our grandchildren are going to be. And I think it's also a great idea to make sure that if we're starting this program and we're kind of running the tally, that the family, the children, et cetera, you know, are kind of involved where they understand the importance of seeing us, you know, start or begin a habit and then making sure that those habits are something they take with them as they move forward. So no amount's too small. The important thing is to start today, not tomorrow, not next week, or not next year, but start now, you know, putting something aside and begin to develop that self-discipline in that direction.
Good word. Hey, Kyle Wallach, thank you so much for that. And friends, that's great advice. Take that to heart. And Kyle, while I got you on the phone today, you know, you're a friend and, you know, we share the same principles and passions in life. And I'm just curious to just ask you that the government is looking at, for the first time, saying that obesity is actually a disease. They're looking at labeling it as a disease. No, I'm trying to keep a straight face, Kyle, because I didn't want to sway you in your answer at all. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, is the as people in general, you know, love to be able to blame, you know, our lack of discipline, our lack of self-control, our lack of moving forward toward a positive goal on anything other than themselves. And the difficulty, John, is this, you know, is like you mentioned, I believe, on the program earlier, if it's a disease, it's one that's self-inflicted. It's one that we grasp and, you know, grab a hold of and love and relish until it gets to the point where it's out of control, which is the same way any, you know, of man's passions can go if man is not, again, practicing self-discipline, self-control, and watching out. You know, so I do not believe, nor do I agree, you know, with being able to label that as a disease. As you mentioned earlier, I am sorry, you know, empathetic, and again, I know it's tough. The great news is, you know, is as you've been sharing every day, is a person that's got that particular, what they call a disease, can impact themselves and move forward toward progress without the help of the government.
Absolutely. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you, my friend.
Thank you, John. Have a good day.
All right. All right. Well, I want to keep my promise to you. I told you this is wedding season, and we know a lot of people during wedding season, they're going to get cold feet, right? We've all heard that term. But, you know, sometimes when we have cold feet or cold hands, it has nothing to do with the weather outside. It has to do with what is going on the inside. And it is directly tied to the thyroid. And if you have a hypothyroid condition, and maybe it's never been diagnosed by a doctor, but you may have a hypothyroid condition, one of the side effects that comes from that is cold hands and cold feet. And I got great news for you. If you have hypothyroid, and if you have cold hands and cold feet, you probably do. It's one of the side effects of a hypothyroid issue in the human body. Well, the cure for hypothyroid starts in the mitochondria. In the mitochondria, you hear me talk about that. That is the center power base of the cells in our body. And oh, guess what? The John Jubilee Transformation Experience makes people healthy at a cellular level. It takes those cells that are like flat, hard marbles. And if your cells are like flat, hard marbles, there's two big problems with that. Number one, they're not hydrated. You take the water out of your car, it's not going to run very well, right? It's not going to run eventually. you take the water out of that cell, the mitochondria cannot fire the way it's supposed to. It doesn't have the power and the energy. But I have a secret that makes a cell porous like a beautiful sponge, and that thing fills up like a sponge, like a water balloon, and then that mitochondria fires like a thermal nuclear power plant. It fires and sparks, and all that power and energy is coming. And all the side effect of getting healthy at a cellular level is that is going to take care of your hypothyroid issue. And you're not going to have your cold hands and cold feet, but better yet, that thyroid is directly tied in a triangle. In a triangle of things in your body, your thyroid, your hypothalamus, and your pituitary gland, that triangle controls what your body does with the intake of calories. And that's why so many people that are overweight think they have a thyroid issue. They may have a thyroid issue. But the real root is not the thyroid. That's not even the real problem. It's just the easiest problem to point to. The real problem goes down to the cell. The problem is the cells are unhealthy and the mitochondria are not able to fire the way they're supposed to. That would make that thyroid and that hypothalamus and that pituitary gland do what they're supposed to do, which is to tell your body to burn that fat off. You heard a couple call in, if you were listening earlier, a couple that literally lost over 100 pounds of fat together. They lost over 100 pounds of fat together, and they courageously agreed to, they're going to send us their pictures and we're going to post them on the johnjubilee.com website. And that's J-O-H-N, because my mama didn't knock the H out of me. John Jubilee, J-O-H-N-J-U-B-I-L-E-E.com. You can go log on today and see a couple that got healthy at a cellular level. And the side effect of getting healthy at a cellular level is the wife was cut in half. In a good way, in a good way. No sagging skin, totally healthy. The husband, his mother said they look like teenagers. They look like teenagers. And I can tell you this, I saw them with my own eyes because they just happened to come in on a day that I was in Nashville, Tennessee at a national meeting. They look like teenagers. They look like they're 19 years old. And they have four kids. They've been married for 14 years. And man, do they glow from the inside out. Why? Because their cells got healthy. They got healthy at a cellular level. Their mitochondria were able to fire. And so if you got cold hands and cold feet, just know the real source of what you need to do is to get healthy at a cellular level. And you can do it. But I want to encourage you this. Nothing is going to change in your life until you make a change. Nothing is going to change in your life until you make a change. You cannot keep doing the same things and expect a different result. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. If you keep walking through a closet door, you're only going to end up in the closet. If you want to get out in the world, you got to go through the front door to get out there in life and get in that car where you can get on the road and live life to the full. Go log on to johnjubilee.com. Make this your day to make your change. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
Not another radio show designed for you to discover us. This one is about discovering a new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience. To be part of the show, call 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-9986. Now, changing the world one person at a time, starting with you. Here's John Jubilee.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, I hope you had a spectacular weekend and even going to have a better week. And for those of you that are following the soccer, you already know that the U.S. men's soccer team, oh my word, they almost did it. They almost hung in there and got a victory just a minute. Just shows you, folks, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Because just at the end, they got tied. And so now we need Germany to have a tie so the USA can stick in there. I want to be with you walking this experience that we call life. And I want to encourage you to finish strong. To finish strong. Don't be satisfied with a tie in life. Isn't it amazing? You can tie in soccer and still advance. But you know what? We want to win. We want to win in life. We don't want to have a draw. We want to have a win in life. And if you're tuning in for the first time, my name's John Jubilee, and I am living this experience of life just like you, and I help people to get healthy at a cellular level, and I have 10 technologies. I have 10 simple strategic steps that I teach people of how to walk through life and how to live the best possible life that you can. We can't control everything in life. But we can control our attitude and our actions. And we need to do different actions to get different results. It takes a different action to get a different result. And I'm going to be sharing with you things throughout our time that we're together of things that hopefully will encourage you, will inspire you, will motivate you to do something different. But if you need a little motivation right now and you're driving down the road, I'll give you some motivation. Take one hand, only take one, because this is not like, look, mom, no hands. You don't want to do that driving down the highway. But take one hand and put it on your belly. Go ahead, put it right on there. Yep, that's what we call belly fat. And if your belly is 1 inch, one, bigger than your chest, you are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. Now go ahead, slide that hand up to your chest and back down to your belly. Well, if your hand moved closer to your steering wheel, that means that your belly is bigger than your chest and you're going to meet Jesus 5 years early. If it's 2 inches bigger, you are going home 10 years early. That's right. That is how dangerous belly fat is and how it will send us home early. Friends, I don't even play with this anymore. I've got a half a dozen people that I know in my personal circle of life between 40 and 56 years old, 40 and 56 years old, that took a nap last year and just didn't wake up. In the last 12 months, I know 6 people that just took a nap and didn't wake up because of belly fat, because it is literally just like taking a pillow and putting it over your face, it will suffocate you. And your fat will suffocate your organs, and your organs are gasping for breath right now. If you have that belly fat, your organs are going, they are gasping. They're gasping for breath. And one day they're just going to decide they can't take another breath, and that's it. It's going to be all over, and you never even went to the hospital. You didn't get sick one day, but you just went home early. You don't want that to happen. I share real truth about things in life. And I love to break some of these myths, and I'm going to drop a little myth buster on you right now. Okay, now I'm going to cue this up, though, so you'll remember that it's a myth buster.
Time for another installment of John Jubilee's Mythbusters.
Mythbusters! Okay, let me throw this one on you, friends. I'm a scientist. I'm a pure scientist. The word science defined is the search for the truth that is known. And Dave Ramsey, who launched me into radio and got me to leave my 21-year career. Yep, that's right. Dave Ramsey sat me down knee to knee, toe to toe, and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full-time in health and wellness. Leave that 21-year career. You're going to change the world. You will be to health and wellness when I am to finance. And I said, Dave Ramsey, are you kidding me? You want me to leave a 21-year career? He said yes, and he gave me for free, friends. After sitting there in that office, knee to knee, toe to toe, and pointing his finger in my face and telling me I need to do this, he gave me for free. That generous man, his staff, department heads, to build my business plan so that I could be here for you. How about that? Well, one of the things he told me is don't ever lose those John-isms. I said, what is a John-ism? He said, it's those little things like this. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. I don't care what the truth is. I just want to know what the truth is. So friends, I just share real truth with you. Anecdotal, empirical evidence of real things that really happen in real life, indisputable, undeniable. Hey, I've been doing this for almost 2 decades, helped thousands of people. I spent 20,000 hours in my research and development of my 10 technologies, so don't be mad at me if I don't just give them to you, okay? But I'm going to share with you some great things. But here's a myth buster right now. Listen to this carefully. Butter is a health food. Butter is a health food. Saturated fat is good for you. Yes, it is. Saturated fat is good for you. And while we're on it, eggs are good for your cholesterol. That's right. Eggs are good for your cholesterol. Eggs, the egg yolk is the best for your cholesterol. So God bless y'all. All you people that have been eating egg whites all those years, eat that egg yolk. It's the healthiest part of the egg. It's loaded with choline. And it literally helps your cholesterol to be healthy. That's right. And butter is a natural saturated fat. It's very healthy. Now, too much butter. You can't walk around eating a stick of butter because it's too many calories. But do you know that the Europeans have been eating saturated fats for years? Saturated fat is good. Trans fat is bad. Think like Transylvania, Dracula's bad. Trans fat is bad. But butter is awesome. Butter is better. Margarine is loaded with trans fat. Margarine is very unhealthy and will give you heart disease. But the Europeans have been eating the saturated fat. They got the best hearts in the world. And they eat the most natural saturated fat of anybody. So saturated fat is not bad. Just watch the amount of it that you're eating. The trans fat is what's bad. And Dr. Kumaru, who's almost 100 years old, has been studying this for 60 years and showed that once we started eating margarine in America, our heart disease has went up and up and up and up. Butter consumption is down 75%. Down 75% butter consumption since margarine and all of that hype came on the market for eating margarine and all these synthetic trans fats. But we got to turn this thing around. Let's be smart. Let's get some new science. And that's what I'm giving you, some pure science, some pure truth of how to be healthy. So eat your eggs, eat the egg yolk, have your butter. Butter is better. Saturated fat is good and healthy in the right portion amount, but trans fat will give you heart disease. So do not eat the trans fat. That's what we're trying to stay away from. I'm John Jubilee, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. It's not about you discovering us. This show is about discovering the new you. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. I hope you are enjoying your day. And if you're not, hit the stop button and just hit the restart button and restart your day and just choose to have an awesome and amazing day. That's right. It's just as easy as making a choice. And I always love to just share this word picture. You really do have the power at any moment to just hit a button in your mind and you can change your whole attitude instantaneously. And we've all done it, but we just didn't realize that we did it. We did it subconsciously and just naturally in the flow of life. And here's how it happens. You're in an argument with your spouse. Not that you ever argue with your spouse. But then the phone rings and you answer and you go from going, "Are you kidding me? You gave those kids what?" "Well, hello, Pastor Smith. How are you, Pastor?" "Yes. Oh, yes. I'm having a great day." Come on. We've all done it. We have the power to change our state of mind immediately, instantaneously, in a second. So you really can choose to just change that attitude and see something, you know, in a different way. You know, I had some crazy guy. I was just on a nice walk and had my headphones in, listening to some good music. And somebody thought, you know, how scared he drove by in a car as close as he could to me and honked his horn really loud. And of course, I kind of jumped, you know, it's kind of scary. A car by me and the horn was honking. And so, you know, my first response was to react to that. But I chose not to react and give him a certain word or hand gesture, you know, but I decided to respond and just wave at him. Like, yep, that must be one of my friends honking at me. We have choices. We have choices. Let's not react to life. Let's respond to life. And here's somebody that responded to life. I've got a transformer that's called in here this morning, and he's called in so that he can share his experience. But he chose to respond and do something different to get a different result than what he had. And I want to welcome to the experience this morning, Victor. Good morning, Victor.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I am excellent, but more importantly, how are you doing?
Man, I am having the time of my life. I just want, first of all, before we even really get started into this, I just want to tell you, thank you. You have not only transformed, you know, my life, but you've given me life. When I started this about 100 days ago, I was 470 pounds. This morning, I'm 427.
Wow.
And, with my size and my weight, it's been really hard for me to get up and walk. And when I first started walking, it was just about to the end of the block and back. And, I walked for about 20 days, and I dropped quite a bit of weight right away. And then for the last 2 months, I've been working on getting rid of some plantar fasciitis. And, I tell you, I just stayed on the program. Even though I haven't exercised every day, I've still dropped the weight. And I guess more importantly, I came to realize that your program isn't, you know, you talk about cellular health. And at first I didn't get it, but I get it now. My mental acuity is through the roof. Things that were taking me 30, 45 minutes to do at work are taking me 15 to 20 now. I feel so much better. I'm getting around so much better. And as soon as I get this little kink worked out of my foot, I'm back on my feet. I'd worked up to where I was walking about 35, 40 minutes in about 3 weeks. And, I just can't tell you enough how much I appreciate you and your team and all you guys have done. You know, we met one time at the Jumpstart there in Nashville. And, you know, I just have to tell you, you made me look in your eyes and you made me tell you that I was going to be a superstar with this. And I don't know if you remember that, but at that moment, I knew that this would be a success for me. And I'm 51 years old. I've tried to lose weight all my life. Everything that you've revealed to us, we knew to some degree. We didn't know all the supplements and all the things that you had to offer or that you were telling us that we needed to be taking. But the principles we knew, we just didn't have them in the right order. We just weren't executing it correctly. And anybody out there listening, I'm telling you, if I can do this, you can do it. And the thing about it is, I will never ever, ever go back to the way I was. I feel so much better, and it's been the easiest thing I've ever done.
Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, Victor, man, you are a victor. You are a victor. You're victorious, man. You are walking in victory every day. You are a victor. And I want to encourage you, you know what? You need to declare that every day. I am a victor. And every step I take, I am victorious. And since I've got you right here, I can't help it, man, that, you know, the teacher, the coach in me, your plantar fasciitis, that by everyone, by the way, does say they get cured of that anyway. So the good news is, you know, that's going to go away. But I'm going to give you something that'll help it go a little bit faster, is just to stand with the balls of your feet on a step, and let your heels drop down real slow. So let your heels drop down real slow on a step, and then push up. And if you'll just do those exercises just, you know, a couple times a day of just stretching that foot. The foot is amazing. Do you know that 25% of all of your bones in your whole body are in your feet? I mean, the feet are just over 50 bones in your foot. I mean, it's an incredibly crafted, engineered piece of equipment on the human body is your foot.
So that's amazing. I did not know that, John.
Yeah. So just though, put the balls of your feet on a step, let your heels drop down, 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 down as low as they can, and then push up, and then real slow, you know, drop down. So, you know, so go down in 5 to 10 seconds on your drop down where you're dropping the heel down, and then push up. And that will just accelerate the healing of that plantar fasciitis. I don't know if you got to meet, you know, at your jump start or your, you know, we're actually calling those launches now, you know, with our space shuttle theme, but the, you know, at your, Aaron Carey, who dropped 150 pounds of fat, he was cured of plantar fasciitis and arthritis. And he had a knee surgery that he thought he would never fully recover from, and he did. So, you know, you're headed in the right direction, man. And the cool thing is, you know, your fat loss will accelerate. It's tougher at first because, you know, your organs are having a tough time, you know, with all that. And so you're battling through it. But as that fat burns out of the inside of your body, you'll lose your fat easier and faster the longer you go.
Right.
And Victor, let me ask you, man, are you going to stay with this? Are you going to stay with this until the real victor appears?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's already happened. It's not that the real victor hasn't appeared. It's just that my body just hasn't caught up with him yet.
Yeah. Yes.
So, you know,
yes!
I mean, you got to understand, John, you just have no idea the mental fog that I used to be in is gone. It's completely gone. And, you know, this whole thing's, for me anymore, this whole thing's not about weight loss. It's all about being healthy. And one of the benefits of being healthy on a cellular level, that's just one of the benefits, is that the fat's coming off. So, you know, I didn't get to be this size in 30, 60, 90 days. And, like I started to say earlier, I don't know that I actually portrayed what I was trying to say, is the lifestyle that you've given me on my eating habits, when to eat, what to eat, how often to eat, I'll never go back to the way I used to eat. And I just cannot tell you how well I feel, how good I feel. I was telling my wife the other day, it's like, you know, I haven't felt this good since I was in my 30s. Wow. I just haven't. And I got you to thank for it, and your team, Eric, and the team there in Nashville that I've been working with have been awesome. You know, your whole staff has been so supportive. I work extremely long and busy days. I'm up at 4 a.m. in the morning, and I usually don't get home till 7 or 8 o'clock at night. And, you know, I haven't been one of your probably best transformers. So hard, it's really hard for me to get away.
Sure.
But I will say this, They've been so supportive, and every time I've called or picked up the phone, they've been there for me, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, Victor, I celebrate you today, brother, and I look forward to, hey, will you give me a call in about 8 weeks and give me an update with how you're doing?
Sure. I'll give you a call back.
Okay. Well, man, right. keep rocking it, brother. I'm walking this life with you, man. We're going to do it all the way.
Yeah. And you know what? There's one thing I wanted to tell you, John. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron. And you've got some really good iron there, brother. And I love rubbing up against you because I'm getting sharper and sharper every day.
Awesome.
I appreciate you. God loves you, and so do I, man.
All right. Love you too, bro. Have a great one. Well, friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, friends, real transformation, real life, real people. Hey, I really do have Jonathan Bird in the studio. And when we come back, we're going to hear from him. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.
You're listening to the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTF. Bringing the 88-day transformation to life. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Awesome and amazing day. You guys are getting the best of the best of the best. You guys heard me mention Aaron Carey in the last segment, and guess what? He must have been listening because he called in. So I'm going to bring him on right now. Aaron, thank you so much for calling me this morning. How are you doing, brother?
John, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Well, spectacular, man. Did you hear me mention you in the last segment?
Actually, I heard you mention me when I was on hold, but wasn't actually listening to the show.
You are kidding me. That is amazing.
How about that?
Okay, that's just like a divine moment there. So what's going on? What's going on in your life, and what do you want to share this morning?
Well, I just wanted to call and try to offer some encouragement to your current Transformers. Just to reassure them that, man, this really works. Victor with his plantar fasciitis, it's going to go away. I had it bad, and not a single symptom now. And, this works, and the weight stays off, and you feel fit and healthy and stronger, and life's just a lot better when it's done. There's no doubt about that.
Man. Well, Aaron, for those that haven't heard your story, will you just give them a recap on how you did and how your wife did?
Yeah, well, I throughout the program, I lost 100 and lost my plantar fasciitis and my sleep apnea and my arthritis symptoms. All of that's gone away. And Brenda herself lost more than 100 pounds of fat. And she's healthier, and we're both just engaged in life once again. And thanks to you, it's fantastic.
Wow, and friends, if that cut out a little bit on the connection, Aaron lost over 150 pounds of fat. His wife lost 100, and I love to tease them a little bit because they're dear friends. I said, man, that's like having an NFL linebacker 250 pounds missing out of your bed.
That's a fact.
Well, and Aaron, I just want to ask you now, with 250 pounds of fat gone, is there a lot of sagging skin on the Carries these days?
No, there isn't. It's remarkable. It's just, your body just kind of shrinks. Your skin just kind of contracts as the fat goes away, which is really surprising. But neither one of us with the sagging skin.
Yeah, and you friends that are listening, from a scientific standpoint, that's the difference between, weight loss, you lose weight, and Aaron's actually an expert on this. He had a family member that lost a lot of weight, and they had a lot of sagging skin. Right, Aaron?
Yeah, that's right. She ended up having to have a couple of surgeries to remove the excess skin. That's really traumatic for somebody,
Yeah, it sure is. But this is getting healthy at a cellular level with a side effect of fat loss, and that side effect of fat loss with getting healthy at a cellular level, that skin shrinks up like shrink wrap on that body. And Aaron, what would you say to the, I'm in a new market here where people are just getting to know me here in Indianapolis, obviously Nashville, thousands and thousands of people have done the transformation. But what would you say to people about this sounds too good to be true deal?
Well, I mean, the bottom line is it does sound too good to be true, John. But if you just, if you take that, that kind of that leap of faith, if you take that step to say, man, it's just time I got to do something, why not try this? They're going to be surprised with the results, the immediate results. But more importantly, you know, a year later or 18 months after they're done, it's still, you know, it's still working and you're still fit and you still feel better. It's remarkable. They need to take a step because this works not just for the program, but afterwards.
Well, and Aaron, on a personal note, to ask you, I know you spend a lot of time with your grandson. How has this impacted your interaction with your grandson?
Well, I'm actually helping to coach his baseball team this year. And, you know, 2 years ago, my participation in his ball games or his soccer or his baseball would have been getting as close to the ball field and sitting in my air-conditioned truck and calling myself participating by watching from the truck. You know, now I'm on the field throwing and practicing with the kids and coaching first base and living life with the kid, you know? I mean, it's life-changing. It truly is for me.
Wow. Wow, that is powerful. That is powerful. And while I got Aaron on the phone, Aaron, what have been some differences you've seen in your wife since her transformation from the beginning until now?
Well, for one thing, her moods have stabilized. You know, she doesn't have the mood swings. I think it was probably hormonal stuff going on with her before. She's been tons of weight loss programs in the past, but she just through this, she looks healthier, and she still to this day looks healthier. Got a radiant glow to her skin. You know, in the past she would lose a bunch of weight on programs, but it would take a physical toll on her. You know, she would be kind of stooped and kind of haggard in the face, and not with this. This has been great for her.
Well, and friends that are listening, if you log on to johnjubilee.com, you can see a picture of the Carries and Aaron, I cannot tell you how many people said Brenda's before picture looked like the mother of her after picture.
Yeah, she looks fantastic. Just gave her back 20 years of life, I think.
She just looks like a little kid almost. I mean, she looks like a teenage girl. That radiant skin, and yeah, she looks extraordinary.
Yeah, well, that beauty was always there. It just reappeared, you know.
That's right. That's right. Well, Aaron, I am so glad that you called in this morning, brother. I mean, so good to hear your voice, and so give my love to Brenda. Give my love to
All
Brenda,
right.
And man, give me a call next month and just let me know how you guys are doing.
Sounds good, John. Good to talk to you.
Thank All right. Love you, brother. Well, I have another gal that's called in, and this is a story, friends. This is a story, but I'm going to get this gal on the line. Her name is Virginia, and she is a superstar. She is 81 years young. 81 years young, and she took the challenge to transform. Good morning, Virginia.
Hello, John.
How are you, my love?
Well, I'm pretty good. I hope I can hear you okay. My phone kind of breaks up every once in a while, so and you can add another number to my resume.
Uh-oh. A birthday. Hallelujah. Good for you. 82 years young. I love it.
Well, so anyway, I just wanted to call and tell you that I finally had carrot cake. Whoopee!
Yes! The Jubilee Vegetable Declaration.
So now I want to find out where you can tell me that I can get some good a good hot fudge sundae.
Well, I'll tell you what, I like the TGI Fridays hot fudge sundae with that gooey brownie underneath it.
That's, oh my.
That's
oh,
a
my
really good
goodness.
One.
Well, it was really good.
That's a really good one. Yeah, Virginia, you know, I had some people that just finished their transformation, and they brought me like three huge, you know, trays and tubs of desserts. Because they were like, hey, we know you're in the maintenance phase and you love your dessert. And
yes. Well, listen, I was a big sugar junkie, and it just almost consumed me, and I can only thank you and God for taking that monkey off my back.
Amen. Well, hey, can I tell your story real quick while I just got about 2 minutes in this segment? Can I share with some folks and then you can kind of chime in there?
Sure.
Well,
sure.
Well, friends, this is my beautiful friend, Virginia, and she came in and she signed up because she wanted to lose some weight that she'd been trying to lose for a long time. And I said, well, it's not weight loss, it's fat loss. And so she kind of jumped in there and she gave me permission to tell this part of it. And then she wanted to kind of back out. She said, well, I don't think I really want to do it. And I said, well, you really can't quit. Now, come on, you can do it. She said, well, I'm going to be mad if you make me. I said, that's okay. Do it, man. So she did it, and she lost 42 pounds of fat at 81 years old. She lost 42 pounds, gained 8 healthy pounds of muscle and healthy hydration. Now, that's transformation, not weight loss. And more importantly, though, I have seen this beautiful woman just blossom. She has blossomed, and she has shared and encouraged. And at our Tennessee location, Virginia always comes out, and she shares, and she encourages and inspires so many people that you can do this at any age. Don't give up on yourself. Because they can do it at any age, can't they, Virginia?
Listen, John, I hope I can just get this in quickly before you have to go to break. I went to the doctor a couple of months ago and had buku blood tests taken and everything. And when they came back, the results were that he said for an 82-year-old woman, I'm doing as good as a 40-year-old person. And I said, whoopee!
Yeah! That is awesome! That is
yes, isn't that something? Isn't that so? I'm really feeling my oats.
I love it!
And I was talking to a friend, and I said, I was going to ask you if you had an older brother, but to hell with that, do you have a younger brother?
That a girl!
Well,
Virginia, I am so glad you called. Well, I love you, and when I'm in Nashville, I will definitely give you a shout so we can get together.
Oh, please. I miss you so. I really miss you.
Well,
I love you.
Well, we love you. Thank you for that awesome testimony today. Have a great one.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, listen, I really do have Jonathan Bird here, and we really are going to spend the whole next segment talking with him. So stay with me through the break.
This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Discovering your true genetic blueprint. This is the John Jubilee Experience on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
You are a rock star. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. That's right. Look in your car mirror just for a second and then look back at the road. You're a rock star. You're a world changer. You get to choose today to have an awesome and amazing day. You get to choose to have your attitude. You can adjust anytime out of any situation, any circumstance, you really can. And I want to encourage you to do that. Hey, I've been sharing today. Today is Jana Jubilee's 50th birthday, and I'm going to sing her a lovely love song right now. Just kidding. I'm telling you what, if I started singing, she'd fall out of love with me so fast. It's not my gifting. I think I have a great voice, but I'm the only person that has that opinion, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I would love to do that though, baby doll, but I definitely want to just give that shout out to my beautiful bride, Jaina. I met her when she was 11 years old. I was 14 and we had a sweet friendship for years and hung out like a brother, sister, and then got older and we were each other's first love. First love. It was just a joyful, beautiful, beautiful love story. And here we are all these years later sharing transformation, helping people get healthy at a cellular level. Hey man, I used to have my man boobs and my truck tire and my wife is like, baby, you look better than you did 25 years ago. And I'm like, well, hey, so do you. She was 191 pounds, non-pregnant. And I'm always teasing her about those before pictures because I could never find them. And I'm pretty sure there was smoke in the attic one day and that was it for those before pictures. They will never be seen. They'll never be seen. But I do promise you that really that's a true story. There might be some pictures. There might be some pictures. You can take a look. If you want to see how gorgeous that girl is on johnjubilee.com. In fact, there might even be some pictures posted on there from Zubilation. And if my webmaster, Coco O'Connor, who has a beautiful baby Quinn, is listening, Coco, if you could make sure to post a picture of Jaina and I from that Zubilation where I ate about 15,000 calories, Arnie's pizza and all kinds of desserts and everything about Zubilation, that was a blast. But I'm in the maintenance phase, friends. So if you've been listening to me teach about cellular health, I teach build the house, move in the house, build the house, move in the house. But you got to build a house first. Once you build it, you're going to spike your metabolism, reset your hypothalamus. You're going to have a great metabolism. You can eat like you did when you were a teenager and still be totally healthy at a cellular level. But I want you to have success in every area of your life, in your marriage, in your relationships, in your health, because you got to be healthy. Your health is priceless. Remember that guy, Steve Jobs, $8.3 billion in the bank. And guess what? You can't take it with you. He's gone. He's gone 30, 40 years earlier than he should have ever passed away. All his money couldn't buy his health. We got to get healthy at a cellular level so we can live the life we're supposed to live and be active participants in life, not spectators. So live life to be an active participant. Don't watch your kids play sports. Get out there and play with them. Don't watch your grandchildren. Get out there and play with them. But I want you to be successful in every area of your life. And so now it is time.
This is your Kyle Atkins, John Jubilee, Financial Fitness Minute.
And there's my good friend, Kyle Atkins. Kyle, what do you got for us today, my friend?
Good morning, John. Here's what we're going to talk about today. I've left you with a question the other day is, what is the best kind of life insurance for individuals to own? You know, of course, life insurance is everybody's favorite subject, and as good a subject as it is an integral part of anybody's financial plan or their financial future. And, of course, the answer to that question is whichever kind is in force when we check out of here, whether it's term or whether it's permanent. You know, we want to make sure that if we're buying it to cover a specific need, we still have it when the time comes. Now, there's two different kinds, as you know. There's term and there's permanent. Term is basically renting the insurance, and just like renting anything else, you know, every so often the landlord gets to go up. Permanent is like building equity. So, again, for those people that have the need, there may be some wisdom in building equity. So, again, make sure that you double-check what you own, kind of what the terms are, get a handle on what the landlord's going to go to premium-wise and price-wise when it's time to step up. The other thing that's important is this, is because many of our listeners, of course, are having the transformation, as they get their bodies in shape and get the house built and get the foundation laid, in most instances, those people are able to qualify for a better a level or class of insurance coverage. So once they've kind of gotten the foundation laid and kind of shown some consistency again with the new them, then it's be a good time for them to go in and review what they're paying and see if they can improve their standing as it relates to their insurance contract.
Fabulous.
Thank you, John. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Well, friends, I can definitely attest what Kyle's sharing there about life insurance. I literally, now I got 7 kids, man, so I got a lot of life insurance. And I don't ever expect to die from being unhealthy. I don't ever expect to die from being unhealthy. I really don't. I expect to live to be 120 years old and to be at full strength. I truly do. Now, why do I carry life insurance? Well, because there's terrorists out there in the world. And maybe one day I'm going to be on one of those planes. If you ever hear of John Jubilee dying, you know what? It'll be, hey, I took down some terrorist on a plane. On a plane. If we all went down together. If I'm going down, I'm going in a blaze of glory. But it won't be because I got sick or because I got cancer or because I got diabetes. Because I'm healthy at a cellular level and you can be too. Nothing wrong with dying young if you die in a heroic effort, you know, of saving thousands or millions of people. But don't die because you get sick. We're not designed to get sick and die. You're supposed to close your eyes and go to sleep. That's how God built us to die. And Moses was full strength at 120, by the way, for all you Bible believers out there. If you believe your Bible, Moses was 120 years old, full strength. And I can personally tell you, I am 53 years old and literally stronger today than I was when I was in college. I'm stronger today than I was when I was in college. Now, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. And I wasn't weak in college, by the way. You know, I was not a weak guy, but I'm stronger today because I learned some secrets. You know, I came up with these 10 technologies after thousands of hours, 20,000 hours to be pretty exact, 20,000 hours of research of working with real people in real life and real transformation. So if you're researching around, by the way, let me just save you some time. Don't get frustrated and think, well, where are those 10 technologies? You're not going to find those 10 technologies. Are you kidding me? You know, you're going to have to choose to make a step and an investment if you want to do my 10 technologies, because I spent a lot of time and effort. That's called intellectual property to put that together. But I will tell you this, I will guarantee you, I'll personally guarantee you, literally guarantee you, you'll get the same result. And you can listen to thousands of testimonials all over the internet. Hey folks, it's the World Wide Web. It's the World Wide Web. And I'm sitting here today because one of America's heroes, Dave Ramsey, sat me down knee to knee, toe to toe and said, John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness. You're going to change the world. And I was like, seriously, Mr. Monetize It? You're telling me to leave a 21-year career and leave all that to go do this? And he said, yes. And Dave Ramsey generously gave me his staff department heads to build my business plan so I could be here to help you be the best you could be and change your life. Do you know that I have people that call Dave Ramsey's office and say, Dave Ramsey, thank you for encouraging John Jubilee. Thank you for helping him build his business plan because he changed my life and I want to help you change your life. Your life is priceless. Your health is priceless. I want to help you be the best you can be. But please be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Be skeptical. Hey, weight loss is a multi-billion dollar false hope for sale scheme. But I'm the opposite of that. I got the real deal here. Go log on to johnjubilee.com and research it for yourself. I'm going to be here with you tomorrow. I'm John Jubilee, America's Cellular Health Authority, changing the world one person at a time. I want to start with you.